All right. Hello. Welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast, a special edition of the Game Fix Podcast. And we're joined by the Candair guys. I'm Spanish.
Candair Nation.
I'm Link.
I'm Verlaine.
You
can check out our website, gamefix.ning.com. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff over there, so make sure you sign up. We're going to be exclusive chatting, see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Watch our stream as you are right now at twitch.tv/gamefix.
Yeah. Also, if something happens, you're going to any Wizard World Comic Con for the rest of the year. If you use GameFix Show, you'll get 10% off, and we will really thank you for it.
Yes, we will give you hugs and kisses.
Only if you ask for it.
Well, it's a special edition, like I said. This is Wizard World weekend. We're in Columbus, Ohio, with our very good friends, the Candair Podcast.
Howdy, everyone!
You guys,
we're Candair.
And there was an idea that we had, and I think we just kind of ran with it to see how it would go, and I think it's going to go really well. The whole thing that we're going to be doing is who is worthy enough to wield Thor's hammer, Mjolnir. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay, good, great.
We'll take it.
I had to like...
You didn't call it like Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
Kind of fucking...
Yeah, right. You guys gave me... You guys don't even know what everyone put. So you gave me five of guys that you think, or women, it's fine, that are worthy of holding the hammer. Easy enough. Good concept. And we're going to debate it. That's why we're here. I can't wait. I think we just get started.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Anybody want to volunteer?
Well, wait. First? Before we do, I think we just have to establish real quick that we're all on the same page as of what makes somebody worthy.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Yeah.
For me, I figure, and I'm just going based on Thor and Captain America, is that to prove yourself worthy, you must knowingly not have the ability to win and still want to fight. Okay. Know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, technically, there was never really an explanation of who is worthy, so that's kind of just what we're going to debate tonight.
Yeah,
whatever
that would
you
be
think
like,
it is,
you know what I'm because look, if
it's
if
a Viking
you to,
thing,
if
man.
If you were to say someone like someone like Bruce Wayne or Iron Man, okay, they have had money their whole lives, so no matter what they do, they've never had to feel and were able to feel what it's like to have nothing and still risk it all. Captain America knew he would never win. He was, you know what I'm saying? He was still willing to go out there. Plus, having the power didn't change him.
I think technically the reason someone's able to wield Thor's hammer is that Odin wills it. Because if you look in the movies and in the comic, when Thor screws up, Odin just takes the hammer away from him and suddenly he can't lift it anymore.
But that is what started the whole honorable thing because he had to prove himself to the hammer.
Exactly.
You guys want to add anything to the explanation?
I'd say I like the idea of being willing to go down with the ship for the greater good.
Okay.
You're right too, because he let Wonder Woman.
But see, that's the thing. It's almost what you think.
I also think you take that element and also like kind of a dedication not to like justice or whatever, but doing the right thing in the face of a tremendous wrong.
Okay.
So a willingness to sacrifice and a willingness to combat wrongdoing.
Okay. All right.
Sure.
We're good then? Yeah. You good?
I'll take it.
All right. Go sweet. Ahead. Well, since even though we're at your place, your city, you still are guests on our show. why don't we go with Jeremy first?
Okay.
All right. All right.
Let's do it.
Jeremy, one
or all of them?
Just the first one. Okay. We'll go from there. So what you're going to do, Jeremy, is I'm gonna play this the cut, and then you're going to tell me why in your own words. And then what we are going to do, we have to vote. You need five votes in order for that person to become worthy.
Okay.
This is what we're doing. We are Odin today. Okay. You got that?
Cool.
All right. So this is the first one. You ready?
Yeah. Let's do it.
I think all we have to do now is blast off.
You can't get away from Batman that easy.
Easily.
Easily.
Good grammar is essential, Robin.
Thank you, Batman.
You're welcome.
Now, let's get the fuck out of here.
So, Batman 66.
Yes. This is one of the characters I think of. Because, like we just talked about, absolute selflessness. And who else other than Adam West? I mean, do you think if the Thor hammer existed within that Batman 66 universe, that anyone would deem him unworthy.
No, he's got none of the, like, brooding attitude, none of the self-loathing. He's just...
Within that world there, he's the shit to absolutely everyone. I mean, he trumps the police. I mean, I think the president has even called on him before. So,
the police always call on him.
Yeah.
It's true.
They don't feel like doing their job.
Yeah.
You see, I kind of flop between whether or not Batman is actually a good guy or not. Because he's a billionaire.
Keep in mind, we're talking about Batman 66.
This has to be within the old show universe. Yeah. Okay, within Batman. It separates itself from the grand scope of Batman.
If we're talking about Batman 64 specifically, then I can go with that.
I play that game.
But
that's what I mean. Just within that concentrated universe, the Adam West Batman.
Because that whitewashes a lot of the storyline. But when you really break it down, okay, Batman has so much money and he doesn't, like, invest it in the community. He builds a giant bat-shaped car and beats up poor people.
That's true.
So, I mean, sometimes I wonder, you know, how, if he invested in rehabilitation for people as opposed to breaking, like, femurs, I mean, how much better could he do in the world?
But, you know, lots of people do that today, and there's still a lot of cancer in the world.
That's fair.
That's true.
That's fair. True.
It's not like it would magically change everything. He's not the key to a world of happiness.
No. All right, Verlaine, I got to hear what you think, because you and Batman don't have the greatest relationship, so I'm always wondering what you think as far as this goes.
Am I still on camera when I do this?
Yeah.
Okay. I 100% agree that Batman 66 should be able to wield the hammer.
Okay.
Really?
But I do not agree that we can separate a character based on that, because if that's the case and I want the Terminator to hold the hammer, I'm going to go write myself a nice little Terminator book and be like, okay, well, Terminator Verlaine edition can hold the hammer. And that's the thing. I'm saying it's, you're right, but it seems kind of like how he was alluding to is that the general consensus of Batman has changed, and I think it's more official.
Okay.
Oh, well,
so that character, I guess I'm saying yes to the character, but I kind of feel that it's like there's a fine line, because that's like when I was a kid, I used to be nice, but something happened and made me a little more angry.
This is one of those things I don't think it could work if I were to say, like, Michael Keaton Batman or
Val Kilmer. I'm just saying Batman because as Batman.
All of those, I know, and all of those, like you're saying, in a general grand scope, kind of all encompass each other. Batman 66, just in itself, is such a hard line from what we know today. It's only why I thought of that, but okay. I guess it's up to you guys.
I'm saying,
yeah.
So we got two yeses.
I say yeah, but I don't like it.
Yeah,
I can't really pinpoint one.
You can say no. You can be the deciding factor.
I feel like he could, but at the same time, I just don't like that. You can, but I don't like it.
Okay.
Like, you know what? I'm going to vote for 64 Batman specifically.
So it's up to me then.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What power he wields.
Okay, so, but I have to say, even though the Batman 64 was kind of an arrogant dick when 66. It came to 66. Even though he was kind of an arrogant dick when it came to, like, oh yeah, good grammar is always good and brushing your teeth is a good idea, like all these morals, I feel like he is a good guy because he is looking out for you. So yes, I would say yes.
And even though first I've won one. The majority vote here, going back more to your point as to where why I thought this character would be good is because you said because Odin willed it, and within his universe, everyone would will it. Everyone loves Batman.
Wait, so really quick, why are we assuming that the 66 is a universe and not a time? Why aren't we saying Batman 20 years ago?
I think you're looking too far into it.
Could have held it. Okay, but
we
now
need to get to the next one.
Put the scalpel down.
we can
disassemble every choice into an infinite world of semantics and make this last 6 hours long. But if we just take it all at face value,
I think that's what we got to do here. So, all right. Well, Jack, that was a good explanation. We'll go with you next.
All right. I'm Jake.
Hi.
I know who you
are.
Nice
to meet you.
And I'm, yeah, and I'm, but I actually met you. No, I met you. This is actually a character that I really had no idea.
I know. That's my concern. I'm not going to get any votes.
We'll see. Your explanation will hopefully sell it. So
I hope so.
In fearful day, in raging night, with strong hearts full, our souls ignite.
That's mine.
When all that's seems Jack. Lost,
what?
In war of light.
Okay, we'll just go with yours.
Jack.
Why is that in there?
That's why I said Jack. Oh, it is. Okay, that's my bad. I even looked at it wrong. Yeah, we'll go with you next. Don't worry. Calm down. Calm down. But yeah, actually, you know what? Your character, I didn't know either.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your character.
You didn't know Green Lantern?
It's not. Well, I didn't know that one. It's not Green Lantern. It's actually the saying for Saint Walker.
Saint Walker, the Blue Lantern,
which represents what? Hope.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. So go ahead. Make your case.
So before he was a lantern, his world was going to get blown up by a sun. And he was a priest there, too. He felt so much that he was going to be able to save everybody that everyone got with him, pretty much. And with that hope, the Blue Lantern ring popped up and he had the power. And he and another guy ended up turning the sun's age back like 8 million years. So It ended up being a young sun and everyone lived and was happy.
Okay.
Okay. I did research on it because I wanted to see what this is all about. It's a good feeling. It feels like, well, when I watch it, I was like, yeah, this guy's generally a good guy. Is he a warrior that I was looking at? I don't think so. I'm kind of on the fence. I don't even know yet. I haven't made my decision yet, so it's not a yes or a no yet. But it's just because he's not really a fighter. He's just somebody that gives you hope. I don't know if that really, in my eyes, fits the category of like wielding the hammer of Thor.
But did we establish a warlike attitude as criteria? No,
but this is mine. It likes what. Okay. This is my opinion. So it's that's kind of where I'm at. But I'd love to hear you guys what you think.
Is this General Green Lantern or did you say the Blue
Lantern? It's the Blue Lantern. And yeah.
What's the difference in his power? I mean, can he do essentially what the Green Lantern does?
The Blue Lanterns, really all they can do is fly and have a force shield. They supercharge Green Lanterns. That's basically their power.
They're like clerics.
They buff everybody else up to be totally way stronger.
I don't know a lot about the lanterns at all, but what I do know is that, I mean, each of them has been picked as one of their species or kind, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to be picked to wield that power there,
and hope is the strongest emotion out of all the lanterns.
Yeah, if you're strong enough and your moral compass is set enough to wield one power, why not the other?
Hmm. Okay.
Makes sense to me.
Verlaine, anything?
The Republic was built on hope.
Well said. Well said. Hold on.
All right. So the conflict would be the whole, you see him as a cleric. So he's doing the kind of, he has good intent, but he's kind of vicariously winning through other people. I still think because his challenge was fight a son, essentially, he did. And hope, really, I mean, no one is going to join you in your hope cause unless you've proven that. Okay. I mean, with hope, you have to prove yourself not to Odin, not to the Lantern Corps, but to everybody who follows you has to believe in you. Yeah. So, I mean, and being a mercy main, like, I'm down with clerics, you know, and really, I mean, I think that, I mean, a priest that, yeah.
I mean, you sold me on support down. Character.
I don't know a lot about the lanterns, but I would.
Yeah, you sold me on support characters. As soon as you told me he makes other people more powerful.
Easy.
The world needs more mercy.
Whatever your name is.
Jake.
go ahead, Jake.
The fact that he held back the unlimited nuclear fury of his son, I don't think we're giving him enough warrior credit. So my answer is definitely yes.
I think you just swayed me. I'm going to say no.
Really?
I'm sorry, dude. I just don't see it. I don't see it. Sorry. I don't think we even need to go
it
on.
Does. I see where he's coming from. Like,
I'm not trying to block you. I just...
Not like, look at Thor. Like, he has to be nice, but he has by himself be able to just... Like, if the Blue Lantern was alone, if everybody around him dies, do you think he's still going to be able to pull it off? Hmm. And willing, with no one... Hammer. Yeah. With no, but without the hammer. He has to prove himself before he gets the hammer. Okay. Well, I said yes, so you're...
Wait, well, how many yeses do we have?
Everyone.
Everyone but you.
Yeah.
All right, I can't do that to you then. No, because I'm still on the fence. I went with no because that's my initial. But, man, there's so many people against me.
It's not. We're not against you.
I know, that's true.
I'm against you.
All right. I am now. Yeah. Okay, I gotta go with no. Right. And I did research, so I don't know, man. That's where I'm at. So I'm sorry. Don't be mad at me. Okay. Okay. Wait, I'm out of here. I'm going to go home, put my ring anything? On, and touch my lantern. You don't win anything. Don't worry about it. All right. Okay. Now, let's go with you.
Yeah.
Your first character, I was like, what?
Yeah, nobody's going to know this guy, so it's just going to be a waste for me.
Dig Dug?
You're welcome.
Go ahead.
My choice. That's right.
Who?
My choice is Agent Dale Cooper, Twin Peaks.
Okay, you're gonna have to sell us because yeah, I know nothing about the character.
I don't see that dude writing a character that could be worthy of. Go on.
How much Twin Peaks have you watched?
I tried none. Okay. Actually, I watched one show, Completely Lost, but I have seen The Lost Highway, Completely Lost, makes no sense.
Well, that's unrelated movies. To Twin Peaks. Yeah, most of David Lynch's characters are weirdly unlikable. Dale Cooper is this astounding exception, not only in like the portfolio of David Lynch and this type of show, but in all of it, he's just a pure do-gooder. Like, almost to the point of being one-dimensional. But he's sold so well, like, the performance put into this character is so endearing, you can't find fault in that. All he does is desperately, every second of every day, literally, Jack Bauer can suck my balls, Dale Cooper is more dedicated. Every second of every day, he's trying to find Laura Palmer's murderer, get to the bottom of the supernatural weirdness in the sleepy mountain town of Twin Peaks, and drink lots and lots of coffee. He is pure of spirit, he has fought, bled, and furthermore, and I put a lot of thought into this, he's learned from his mistakes. In one episode, there's this heartfelt confession where he says he had an affair with his ex-partner's wife. And that guilt tore him down for years. And through force of will, he's managed to overcome it, make amends, find new paths for himself to reconcile this. This is a man who has been brought low, like Thor has. Overcame those hardships to emerge stronger with an even more fortified intent to do good in spite of odds that cannot be surmounted. This is a man who doesn't even know the face of his enemy and spends each minute fighting it.
This is incredible.
Dale Cooper is worthy. I will go to my grave.
Wow.
Believing.
Guys?
So. You said it was about his will. So St. Walker came by and buffed him up a little bit.
That just happened.
Does anybody want to rebut that? I don't know.
I don't know anything about the character. That's but the problem. Based on your totally biased opinion.
Yep. It's okay, though. That's his job to do it, though. So,
you said he had an affair at one point in his life.
He did. Ooh. And the guilt almost destroyed him.
But he still did it.
But he still did it.
Still did it.
Still a piece of crap.
Man whose wife he slept with came back to kill him.
So was he like a lost soul up until that affair, and that moment changed him into the person he is, or was he always a good person?
He was a good person. He had the affair in a moment of weakness, became a lost soul,
okay, so he's,
and then regained
he can succumb to a moment of weakness. Then.
Sure. Like Thor's arrogance, he has moments of doubt.
That's good. Okay.
I mean, okay. Are we going to pretend Thor was without sin? Because I feel like the reason we're discussing who would be worthy implies that Thor is not at some point.
Let he who hath not sinned cast the first Mjolnir.
Yeah.
Okay, but do we hold, what's his name again?
Dale Cooper.
Let's hold him up to FBI. Captain America. Because Captain America seems pretty squeaky clean, right?
Sure.
He's held it.
He has held it?
Yes.
Okay, I shut up then.
No, that was a good comparison.
Yeah, you're right. He's held it.
Let's compare him to... What we're missing is everything you say is true emotionally. He's never been in physical danger. Having someone want to stalk you and kill you is okay, but did he confront them?
You know this from all the episodes of Twin Peaks.
No. Based on what you said.
Did you miss the part where I said he fights supernatural forces, like physically fights them?
Like punches ghosts?
Yeah, like giant Swedish dudes. He gets possessed by a demon at one point. He's in gun battles. In the prequel movie, he meets David Bowie. There's also more fighting. He's been in physical danger every episode of that show.
Jake, yes.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know him.
Yeah, same here.
I mean...
You gotta give an answer.
I don't know the character, but you made a very powerful argument, so I'll go, you know, okay.
You got two?
Still.
I'm not...
I don't know. I'm sorry. What you say makes him a good, dedicated guy, but guess what? He's dedicated to one thing. Does he go outside of Twin Peaks and help cure danger?
the series happens over the course of like 2 months. So are we giving Thor shit for being too dedicated to one task?
No, but
does
Captain
Thor
America...
only fight Loki? Does Captain America only fight Red Skull and Hydra?
But that's Captain what my America point is worthy.
All right, guys.
Captain
all right, guys.
America's moral compass
guys.
Is more on target.
I knew this was
going
to happen. We need an answer. Yes or no?
I got to say no. I got to.
If he's going to say no, I got to say
oh,
no,
of
too.
Course. Right. Oh, of course.
Everybody's taking it so true. Offensive.
I know,
you guys
don't
say
so
no
offended.
To all mine. I'm like,
this
no,
is,
no.
This is supposed to be fun. So,
is right. it?
Yeah, is it? okay.
What about Jack? Did he answer?
It doesn't matter.
I can't say yes.
No, him saying
I don't even know.
Blue Lantern's going to come and touch his balls.
We still
got to
get everybody's vote.
Okay,
we still got to get everyone's vote.
Okay.
I can't say yes to something I don't know.
I'll take my three yeses as a victory,
that's
considering
fair.
None
that's
of you
no.
guys
that's
know
fair.
The character.
That's fair. Well, you sold it for me.
I appreciate
in.
That. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go with me next. Is that okay?
Yeah,
okay.
You're
okay.
next.
Something that I've held dearly as a child, and I just feel like this character, not only can he carry the hammer, but he could just flip it up and down and play, and just play like it's just whatever to him, at least in my eyes. And he's, well, this guy.
Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish.
Not those forceps, I guess.
Biceps?
Forceps.
Isn't that what they're called?
Yes.
Forceps are like
Popeye
tweezers.
The Sailor Man. Yes,
yeah,
he's a sailor. I know.
Yeah,
hold on.
I
know
no
you
arms.
Guys are going to say, well, he's a sailor. You know, of course, he's probably been, you know, they don't use condoms. They go to port, you know, like there's something
the
like that.
Things.
Yeah, right. Well, in the cartoon, in the movie, everything that's been portrayed by him, he doesn't drink alcohol. He doesn't do drugs. He's a family man. He's always trying to help out. He's always supporting his family.
Addicted to spinach.
And not only that, that's okay. But it's at least it's a healthy thing that he's addicted
and
to.
He eats
is
annoying.
It?
He hates it.
Yeah, it's true. He does hate spinach, but he eats it because he knows it makes him big and strong. And he also protects his family against all the bad guys.
Are you sure spinach isn't a metaphor for steroids?
He's not taking steroids. I don't see a syringe or anything.
I mean, did you see the ingredients?
He opens
on
a can. Can I use this as a, okay? He opens a can and then he squeezes it in his mouth. It's a can of spinach. The only thing you could really say that he's doing bad is the amount of salt that's in the can. That's really what I could think of. Oh, there you go. Thank you. All right. So, anyone else want to rebuttal?
I'm going to say no.
Wow.
Just because anytime you see Popeye in a cartoon, all he's doing is chasing Strange. I mean,
it's not Strange. He's chasing what he's in love with. He's in love with olive oil. He has a kid with her. He cares
for
her. Yes, he does.
Sweet
Pea.
I'm not
Sweet Pea.
Oh, Sweet Pea.
He takes care of her. Doesn't matter.
I thought he was moving in on Bluto's.
Well, okay, so then here you go. It's not his kid, and he's taking care of it?
No, it is his kid.
Here's the thing, though. Just to be a good domestic partner isn't enough, I don't think. I mean, that would qualify so many people, you know?
Well, blow me down.
Well, with a voice like that. That's my opinion.
So no off the bat. Do I get any yeses?
I almost, like, I know Popeye. I kind of, he's a good dude. All right, so, I know Dave has seen more than just the cartoons. Popeye will fight anyone with knowing he doesn't have spinach. He'll fight him first.
Yeah, he's very brave.
Fucking giant
it's a good
cyclops,
spinach is like
right?
a last resort.
Right.
It's like when shit's going south.
I can't recall is if he does it for more than just olive oil. Because if he doesn't, then no. But if he does, then yes.
I seem to remember an episode where a gopher was tormenting him. He was trying to raise a garden or something, and this gopher kept messing it up.
Did he kill it?
He eventually resorted to spinach to somehow stop it. I mean, he always does, right? Yeah.
But he wouldn't kill it. He would like...
Oh, no, he wouldn't kill it.
So he's
no.
a gentle... So you're saying he's a gentle human being. But yeah. He fights when he has to protect his family and friends.
He just beat it
sounds like a terrible person to me.
He didn't kill it.
Okay, so any yeses...
So really, he's like Batman.
Say I if you say yes.
I.
You got two nose and two eyes.
I'm
with him. Yeah. And that's not like just because
I
think
I
he's
understand.
A cool enough dude.
What about Jack?
You kind of sold me on him fighting first and then taking.
So wait, I got spinach. I got four. And one no? Or you got two no's?
I'm a no. Oh, okay. I can't abide the Spanish dependency.
Okay.
Only because there was the proof that he did help someone else, not just freaking Olive all the time.
I hate you all.
I'm not offended. Good.
All right, Verlaine. Link, we're going to save you for the last. How's that? Verlaine, your first pick was this guy.
I made a chrono accelerator. I'm sure I can do this.
Winston from Overwatch. Take it away, Verlaine.
Well, I mean, Winston just seems to have all the characteristics, and just the fact that he is still the one to inspire hope. And he saw an evil, and while everybody else was just dealing with the fact that we're done for, let's move on, he saw past that and knew that no matter what, he had to keep Overwatch going. And he went out of his way to form them again.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and it was purely, this is for the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not at all selfish.
He is selfless, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I think, and with as much strength that he has, and when he rages out, he can still control it. And it's still, to me, a last resort. When he's almost dead, you trigger his ult so that he doesn't die. Okay. Other than that, you're going around just electrocuting people.
Yeah, you know, shield them to protect people too.
Yeah, and Overwatch's whole thing is what? Asymmetrical warfare, right? It's kind of a lost cause anyway. The idea. You get like an elite group of the... And the fact that he's willing to stand behind that concept, you know, it makes sense to me.
Anyone else?
I'm in favor of it. I think he's a good choice.
You got a yes? Oh, got a yes from Link?
Yeah.
Okay. Throw him out there.
I got a yes too.
Yeah. I'm just going to have to say yes because based on your guys' opinions, I really have no idea about this character. I'm sorry.
He was a monkey trained on Mars, genetically worked on to become smarter. Kind of like
Doom. He was an ape trained on the moon, but we'll let those two things slide.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Close enough.
No, gorilla. Yeah, on the moon. Okay. Gorilla. And are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. He's on the moon.
All right.
Yeah.
Because they're like when six did they go to other Mars, then? Gorillas.
After?
Mars.
He went to Mars.
That was the lunar. That was a lunar thing. That,
no, it's a lunar colony.
That's where he was raised.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Anyways, he was experimented on, and kind of like the Doom serum, like in the soldier, super soldier. If you some people can take it and be good, and some like get really messed up.
Okay.
He was one of the good ones.
Okay.
He was good way before too.
So then,
he was able to take that serum.
Yes.
I'll give it a yes as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, I was saying, I'm saying no.
Yes. So we got two now. So Batman 66 and Winston. Look at that. That was kind of the sleeper too. I was worried about that one. I don't know. All right, cool. All right. Link, you're up. And this is the weirdest selection I've ever heard. So
really?
Yeah, go ahead.
Drop the money, Scuzz Bucket, or face the wrath of Squirrel Girl.
Oh, yeah. I don't know
you
anything
gotta be
about
kidding me.
About the loving Squirrel Girl.
Was I the overlap then? Because I thought I put her in the list. No?
No.
I must be misremembering.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't you.
So here's the thing.
No, and that one's taken care of. There's no overlap in this case. Oh, yeah, cool. Just so you know, there was one overlap, but Link gave me six, so I just canceled the one.
Oh, well, there you
out.
Go.
So that was it.
So here's the thing about Squirrel Girl. She's welded Mjolnir before. She's beat Thanos before. She convinced Galactus to leave Earth. She's defeated all the mightiest heroes, everybody within the Marvel Universe.
But I've never heard of her.
Really?
I mean, that's more your fault than her
fault.
But
why? No, my point is, when was she created, and how did she... Like, I want to know when she was created and how she did this.
She was created in the 80s. she was a mutant who gained the power to be able to talk to a squirrel, and then she also has all the powers of a squirrel, in addition to a prehensile tail.
Okay.
So she can eat nuts?
Squirrels store nuts away for the winter?
She can communicate with squirrels, too. That's actually what she used to help her defeat Thanos, was she used a swarm of squirrels and was able to communicate with them to help take him down. And she has super strength relative to her size, you know, the same as Spider-Man. So she is not only, you know, basically invulnerable.
But, I mean, she held it, but it was only, like, one comic book, right? It wasn't, like, all different universes, right?
She kicked Thor's ass and then picked up Mjolnir.
Hmm. Okay.
Ultimately, and, you know, before I talked about Odin's will, I think Odin would let her wield it just so she doesn't come to Asgard to beat him up.
Okay. All right. Anyone?
I will totally second that.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen
I'm
her.
Biased, but yeah, I love Squirrel Girl.
You see her take on the most daunting, impossible tasks and always prevail in her own way. You know, Galactus, it's not like she somehow destroyed him.
Yeah.
It's through trickery, deceiving, and I think if she wasn't deemed worthy, she'd find a way still.
I got something. I know I got something to make you, because I actually, because when I was researching this, I found out there's going to be a new TV show.
Yeah, it's Milana Weintraub as Squirrel Girl.
Yeah.
Really?
Lily from AT&T.
So weird. Yeah. Like, I don't...
Oh, baby.
Lily Adams. Baby.
Now we're talking.
Point guard.
All right, guys.
JV in high school.
I'll say yes, because everybody seems to love her. I honestly don't know her.
Yes,
without a doubt.
I thought she was the Dan of Marvel Comics.
I'll give it a yes. I'll give it a yes. Wow. Squirrel Girl. Okay, Squirrel Girl. Bing! Fuck it up. Okay. Where do we go from here? All right. Jeremy, your next one, that's you, right? I'm just kidding. Is, well, this guy.
When Captain America throws his mighty shield, all those who chose to oppose his shield must yield. And he's led to a fight.
Captain America. What do you got?
Well, I mean, he's just, I've never seen him make a mistake. Not that he hasn't, but... we've seen, I guess you guys have said in the comic, he's wielded it.
He's had wielded it.
Even in the movies, you see him kind of budget. It.
Yeah.
So that's it right there.
Okay. Isn't he an agent of Hydra?
There's a character that becomes that. Yeah. There's a comic book, right? Like,
it's what is it? Special, like secret agents or something.
Secret Empire?
Empire. That's what it is.
Well, that's all because of something with the Tesseract or something like that.
I mean, I'm going to say yes.
I mean, have to say yes because he can do it.
Yeah.
He's the only
one. It's kind of cheap. It's kind of cheap, but I say yes. I'm just kidding.
No, it is cheap. I couldn't think of it.
That's fair. Everyone else in favor?
You can't.
Yeah, I'm in favor.
Yeah.
Wait. Then we can't vote against Captain America in the finals because it's proven that he's done it. So I think we have to take him out.
What?
That's fair.
If we're... You know what? Wait, are we going to vote?
Well, then Squirrel Girl's got to be taken out.
No. But she's held it before, which is kind of right, but she can't constantly hold it. She was just allowed to hold it. Like Wonder Woman was allowed, Superman was allowed to hold it for just 1 second because Odin knew that they had to win. It's not like they can always just go pick it up. Captain America can just pick that thing up at will.
I would agree with that.
So, because if we were going to vote out of the finalists, Captain America can never be voted out. Squirrel Girl can still do something that'll prevent her from holding it.
So what does that mean?
I say yes.
Oh, man, that's really good.
What are we doing
point.
At the end?
I'm not telling you yet. We gotta keep going.
If we are, I'm totally on board with him. Because if he does make the finals, he'll obviously just sweep the finals.
There's no bracket system.
We're not putting against anybody.
I mean, notice we haven't gone against anybody. So there's no bracket system here. This is just if they do or not.
Yes, they do.
So yes or no?
I would say so.
So yes?
Yep.
Everyone's in favor? Okay, cool. All right, Captain America. Boom, just like that. All right. Jack. The one that I was actually, I was on a fence. I was, but this is something that I think people are going to go with. It was his. Yeah, it was yours. Yeah.
I'm Jack.
No, I'm just saying. I got that. That's not what I mean. But like this was the duplicate. So that wasn't.
Oh, really?
I thought it was yours in there, but this is yours. And it's this one.
It's too big. Look at me. Judge me by my size, do you?
Grover?
And where are you,
For my Yoda. Is the horse. Yoda. Is Yoda worthy to carry Mjolnir?
Nope.
Go ahead. Not yet. It's not you. It's you.
Oh, my bad.
Jedis follow the path of good and righteousness and all that stuff, I guess. And he's a leader of the Jedis. So I figured, who better?
Well, this new Disney, continuation, these new sequels are raising new questions that he and I discussed in an episode, the Star Wars and IHOP, was finding true balance to the Force. When, the episode 8, The Last Jedi, it sounds like Luke has realized what we've all kind of talked about in the past.
Oh, I remember listening to you guys tell him.
That
you make it so binary and you're just...
One creates the other. There being Jedi and no Sith is not balance. You know, there can't be either of them. So I feel like Yoda, though, yeah, pure and very powerful and the best at what he does, is still an imbalance that... You see what I'm saying? Is this making sense?
No.
he's a good guy, but he's part of the problem.
If it's ones and zeros, then Sith is zeros and good is ones.
I keep thinking in that universe.
Only Sith deals in absolutes.
It's true.
But yeah. That's an absolute.
That is
so Jedi are perpetuating that notion, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They're so militarizing the Sith.
It's not evil now, but it will
be. They are arming the Sith by giving them this mentality that like, we must face the Jedi, our sworn enemy. Yeah, if you perpetuate that whole cycle, fucking, I don't know, man. I'm sorry.
I see. Can I say
yeah, real quick. Right, so, we got to hurry this along, guys. So,
I'd have to say no. Based on screw the religious part of all that jazz, the fact that him, along with Obi-Wan, were, no matter what they say, lying to Luke Skywalker and purposely like kind of hiding stuff from him, which is not good.
Half-truths.
And second of all, we don't know too much about Yoda's past, but for all we know, he's always had the Force and never had to deal with something without it.
That's true. He lived over 900 years.
And he hid instead of fighting.
100 years of that.
He hid during Order 66. Jedi would have fought.
Yeah, he wasn't selfless. He hid. He didn't fight to the death.
I'm going
to
say no.
No?
Because Emperor Palpatine was right there the whole friggin' time, and they couldn't detect one of the only Sith in the friggin' galaxy, and he was right there.
Okay, before we discuss every pussy. Freaking scene in Star Wars, yes or no?
No.
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 Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Like, I would have thought yes. I'm with yes. Maybe because I don't know shit about Star Wars, but, well, now yours.
I do believe they think I am some sort of god.
Ooh, C-3PO. Now that's an interesting thought.
Would you care to elaborate?
C-3PO's willingness to be destroyed for what he does, I think, speaks volumes. He's been in danger for every second of screen time in any Star Wars movie. He's never bitched about it. He complains. He's sassy, but he does it, right? You think about how pivotal he's been toward furthering a cause that is, if somewhat murky, still more or less aligned in the correct direction. I think C-3PO has the right combination of selflessness, willing to fight. You look at that comic where he meets the Imperial drone who gives him his arm.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You mentioned red arm. That? Yeah.
That was that's a perfect example of what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't, you know, endeavor to destroy that droid simply because he was Imperial. You know, they worked together doing what they had to do, and he accepted that part of him. A symbolic gesture, meaning, I'm willing to compromise. I'm willing to lose some of myself to this cause. I think C-3PO is a great candidate.
Guys, want to rebuttal?
I say no.
Fuck you.
Wow. Right. Shots fired. No? No?
Just got real.
He's a computer, so he's programmed to be that.
Oh, of course. I forgot. You can't be a computer.
I had an art teacher that said you couldn't make art on a computer.
He's AI, though.
Yeah, what year was that?
Still, he's programmed to be that way.
He's a tool.
You can make art.
All right.
No, no, I'm saying yes.
Yeah.
Because of the vision.
I thought about that, too.
Him being a robot, the benefit is that he can be programmed to be loyal and not. He won't do any of that other stuff. Like, he's selfless. He's programmed by... He's programmed to be helpful and doesn't have bad intent programmed in him. All the times he's been switched from one person's property to the next, he's always just maintained his own self. He's never tried to betray anyone. He never complained.
Programmed worthiness.
And the fact that every Jedi, every being on Earth trusts him. Everyone. Anyone. Jabba the Hutt takes him in, sees a humanoid robot who's working for Jedi and good guy, and just says, okay, you're going to stand behind me, being metal, and do my bidding. And they're even R2. Same thing. They all
trusted K2SO, and he was a repurposed Empire droid.
Mm. You're right.
Okay, well, everything you're saying is going to my point of saying no. If he was human, with those morals, okay. But the simple fact that he is a robot the vision. And yeah, he was programmed that way, but he can be reprogrammed. Remember in Attack of the Clones, he got his head put on a droid, and he was running around saying, "Die, Jedi scum," and shoot.
Wasn't he also running around apologizing while he did
was
that?
Apologizing, but he was still
but
doing
he
it.
But he can be reprogrammed to do bad shit. But he hasn't against
been,
his will.
But he hasn't been. All right,
again, doesn't mean again we got to go a little faster, guys. So, no. This is going to go all night long if we don't. Okay?
Yes.
You got a yes? For me.
I say yes.
Nope.
Vision's a robot and says, does, yeah, he holds
he's got a cosmic stone in his head.
I always thought that he was the bad the guy and he was calling all the bad guys to come in. But we don't know that yet.
Who are we talking about?
Oh, 3PO.
And I believe that Red Arm is evil.
No.
All right.
You say no.
I think Vision is a different form of artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm. There's a
and
whole book on
C-3PO
the Red Arm.
Is something that's just following orders.
It's evil. It's red. Anything red is evil. And you can pick it up in a game.
He's right.
so no. Okay.
Okay.
So no. Okay, cool. Let's go with what's that? Oh yeah, Verlaine.
Yo.
You came out with one and I was yeah, we'll see.
Get away from her, you bitch!
Ellen Ripley.
Ellen Ripley. Verlaine, go for it.
All right, we've all seen Aliens. Yeah. We've all seen the danger she's been put in. And we've all seen, yes, her run. But we've all seen her go back, knowing that this species eliminates other species.
Yeah.
And still fights to save a fucking droid. Or a girl she just met. Like, she was wanted. She went back to that planet when they talked her into going to help the Marines because it was helping other people. And she knew of everybody the danger and she still went. And she continues to fight the good fight against the Xenomorphs even though she knows what the hell will happen.
Was it Alien or Aliens that had the little child?
Aliens.
And she took that child kind of in as her own, didn't she?
Yeah.
I would agree. Yeah, I would say
and she went back to save her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she, against didn't she queen. Even risk herself for that stupid cat at one point, too?
In the beginning, yes.
In the beginning, yeah. Right. Yeah.
To save her cat.
So, Lake Ripley. Yeah, that's a yes for me.
And she killed all the mutated...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I give it to
what do you got here?
I can't say anything negative about Ripley. That's a hard yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 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 I would definitely say yes.
Hey, yo, Ripley.
Hey, yo. All right. Link, unfortunately, I don't have audio for this. I don't know what happened to
it. I'll do it.
Oh, come but, on. But it's okay. We all know who the character... Well, at least... Geralt of Rivia.
Geralt of Rivia.
Yeah, Geralt of Rivia.
What do you think?
So,
Witcher.
Yeah. To get into Geralt and why he's allowed to carry Mjolnir, you have to know a little bit about what a Witcher is. And Witchers are taken from their home to train at a young age. They're put through, you know, swords and tracking and those sort of things. And then they're put through a thing called the Trial of the Grasses. And what the Trial of the Grasses is something that's an intensely painful experience where you either become a mutant and get superpowers or you die a horrific death.
Super soldier serum, kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
A good take to it.
And then as a Witcher, your job is to follow the path. And the path is to just travel around and go from village to village and kill monsters for money. And there's no set amount of money. Sometimes you'll get, you know, a lot of money. Sometimes you won't. You just accept whatever people can give you. Sometimes you don't even accept money. Your whole job is to protect villages and to kill monsters.
I'd like to preface this by saying I fucking love The Witcher. Geralt of Rivia is one of my favorite characters of all time. I love the elements of his personality that come through, even though ultimately you're the one deciding how he acts. But I have to say no.
Oh, wow.
What?
Why?
He is the whoringest, person-killingest...
I was going to say anti-hero.
Yeah, evil magic usingest
womanizer
in the world. Oh my god, yes. Okay.
I mean, I don't think he womanizes anybody unless you choose it to be
that's,
that way.
That's the they problem, though, right?
He has that in him.
Have
he
to
has
decide that option. How he acts.
Because you that's an be, option.
The sorceresses know what's up. They can't
the
get
sorceresses
pregnant.
Are they're by a wide margin the most evil people in that setting.
Okay.
Look, Geralt works for the greater good. Like, he worked for Foltest because Foltest was the best of a shitty lot. When Foltest died, he's working for the fucking Emperor of Nilfgaard. Biggest dick in the world. He's looking out for number one at all times.
But is he working for the Emperor of Nilfgaard because it's the
most... To find Ciri.
Yeah.
That's a selfish goal. He doesn't give a shit. He just needs his daughter back.
Yeah, he cares about... Here's the thing. There's no positive choices in Witcher. There's just the best.
Isn't that part
choice
of the thing if, that undermines?
So if he has the choice to either sleep with someone, like buy a hooker or not buy a hooker, right there, that means he's capable of buying.
He's capable
a hooker.
Of
and
evil.
And you're if the one who decides if he commits
right,
evil. You can wipe out towns.
I mean, is buying a hooker evil?
Ride from village to village.
Some would think it is.
I mean, it's a personality flaw.
I don't think he's hard coded for worthiness. I don't think he has definitive traits we can point to and say he is absolutely a good, selfless person. Okay. I think he's a witcher, probably a more compassionate one than most, like Eskel and Lambert, who don't even feel anymore.
Yeah, Lambert's a douche.
Fucking Jesus, Letho of Gullet, he's just an
oh,
ass.
Man.
Well, I say no,
but he's still not a great guy. I love him. I love him to death, and I love that you chose him, but I have to say no.
I'm going based on him.
My boy here knows Witcher, and if he says no, I'm going no.
The womanizer can't do it, man.
So you guys in hell.
Jack.
I mean, I'm not worthy to pick it up, so I know that.
Jack? I don't know, just because he has the good argument that it does, but I can't say yes because I said no to Jake's earlier because I didn't know who he was. So I'd
okay. say no, too.
That's fair. All right, so no. All right, me, I got one, and I kind of laughed when I thought about it, but I was like, that's not bad. We'll see what you guys think.
So move. That's a good move. I can't believe it. I'm losing to a rug. Genie, I need help. All right, Sparky, here's the deal. If you want to court the little lady, you gotta be a straight shooter. Do you got it?
The genie from Aladdin. Okay.
Huh.
So I don't even remember how they
did
came.
Did you hear who's going to play him in the new movie?
No.
Will Smith.
Oh, yeah, I heard that, oh. Yeah. That itself maybe would ruin the. Anyway, we're not that movie hasn't been made yet, so I'm good.
It's gonna be a no now.
Okay. The genie's a slave. Okay.
Yeah.
He lives in a little tiny thing. You know, a little tiny lantern. Right. He comes out and he grants you three wishes. No matter what it is, he has to grant you three wishes because that is his bidding. That is his eternity. He has to do that. That he has no choice but to grant you a wish of some sort. Fast forward to what the scene that I was like, that would be the scene to tell you about is, how did he become released?
He was wished
to be released. But if you notice, in that scene, he was about to make him a prince again. And he goes, no, I wish for your freedom. He's like, one bona fide prince coming up. What? Like he was without batting an eye, he was going to do it for him because that's what he's there for. But then he did. And then he was so grateful. He's just going to do things. He's just going to do good. Like he's just a good, well, I don't even know if it's a person. It's a blue thing. But I mean, coming from that to where he is now, I feel like he would be a great candidate.
May I make my argument really quick before I forget the structure?
Okay.
I'm going to make this super condensed. In the Quran, there are three types of beings. Humanity, angels completely bound to the will of God, and jinn, supernatural beings of smokeless fire who have the capacity to defy the direct will of God. The genie's a jinn, genie. It gets anglicized and bastardized. He has the ability, if he chooses to defy the will of God. God, gods, Odin. The word, the worthiness, the choice of Odin means nothing to him because if it doesn't align with his goals, he can say no. I'm going to say based on the nature of his species, the answer is no.
And not to mention that the second he won his freedom, he fucking split. He was gone.
Yeah, because he's never been free before. Wouldn't you think the same thing if you were locked up in a lantern for all eternity? I'm going to get out. I'm going
to
see the world.
True, but you were talking about his dedication to Aladdin and, you know, what he had done for him. But
right.
The second he gave him his freedom, I was like, well, fuck you. I'm out. Later.
That's fair. I can't even argue that.
I would have to say, based on, like, yeah, he's good and what he does is good.
Okay.
And all that, but only when his master is good.
That's
the fact that he would still do evil.
When Jafar had him,
even though
he did bad.
Even though he doesn't
Joseph
want
Stalin
to.
Stalin had that lamp, it'd be a very different,
yeah, exactly.
Very different story.
He's reprogrammable in a way.
Yeah. See, why you have to take this from me? I was feeling good about my argument.
Why would he have the hammer or be able to use the hammer anyway?
He wouldn't need it.
Nobody
though,
was
he?
Able to find the lamp and rub it to let him out anyway.
What happens if you rub the hammer against the lamp?
The story is he's set free, so it doesn't matter.
To the hammer.
That's relevant.
Ooh,
what if you put the hammer on the lamp?
Doesn't matter.
It's
a dumb
hole.
All right, moving on. so the next one, Jeremy, I'm Well, you know, it made me happy when I heard this one.
For 15 years now, we have lived here. Before nice. That time, I was a pet of my master Yoshi, mimicking his movements from my cage and learning the secret art of ninja.
Splinter!
Go Splinter ahead. Indeed. I mean, talk about a guy who's kind of selfless. He's taken on these four abominations and raised them.
Well, he is himself an abomination. Keep this in mind.
Kind of. I mean, it depends.
Not that takes away from him. But
it depends on the incarnation you look at. Like in some of them, he was once a man. Like in the cartoon, he was a man who just then turned into a rat. In other incarnations, he was always a rat that just got a humanoid size. But I've never seen a selfish act out of him ever. Ever. Can anyone here think of one?
No, he's the best stepfather ever.
He really We've is. Seen what happens when Splinter gets power.
What's that?
Remember when he took over the Foot Clan?
Oh, you're right. You are right.
Besides, he's selfless for bringing in the Turts, but his entire motivation, his world, is based on vengeance.
Wait, elaborate. How did he...
In the comic, he killed the Shredder, and therefore he became the head, Shonen or whatever, of the...
Shogun,
something like that, Ronin. Of the Foot. He now owns the Foot. He's moved out of the sewer, moved him and the Turtles into Foot Clan headquarters, and he's running the show. And within the last 10 issues, there was a kind of a villain, I can't remember his name, but it's not like a popular villain we remember from the cartoon, was giving them all kinds of trouble. When they finally got him into submission, Splinter's like, you were going to give me everything you own, and you're, what was it, like go to prison or something, and if you decline, then you will be killed. And like, he didn't even get to finish his sentence saying, I would never give you any, and he just nods his head, and the soldier just slits his neck.
What do the Ninja Turtles say about this?
They are against it. They don't like the direction he's gone, and they have all moved out, and they're doing the same thing now.
Okay, so
I forgot all about that.
No.
No one's
here's Splinter. The thing, though. Anytime I've had any question about Splinter's motives, because there's been other moments kind of like that, not quite as severe, it always comes full circle in the end, like he explains himself, and you're like, oh, okay. Not seeing that in this case so much, but what I'd like to see happen is him become the new Shredder.
Oh, sure. That'd be awesome.
I'm going to have to go with no now. I forgot all about that.
It just I made a funny.
Nice. prepared. I was like, that's like the best line ever. So okay, Jack, this is you're gonna have to explain yourself because probably most of us don't know.
I know who it is.
I don't know. Where is it at? Sorry, I gotta find. Okay, I thought I had it. I guess I don't. Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry. Okay, that's another audio I don't have, apparently. The Good Doctor, but Doctor Who, Matt Smith.
It's a
Matt
no from me.
Oh, man. Well, let him explain first. Maybe he'll sway you.
So he always has a companion with him, and they jump around having adventures, kind of like Rick and Morty-ish. Always, if something seems weird, he's kind of keen to know that it's some alien thing or something like that. He knows it's wrong, and he'll always, always try to fix it. And there's even one time, that's just the doctor in general, pretty much. But with the Matt Smith doctor, there's one time that he stayed on a planet for 1,000 years to guard it from, I want to say it was from the Daleks, the big robots that you see.
Mm-hmm.
It was a planet called Christmas. He guarded for 1,000 years.
Oh, here, I found the audio.
I've defeated you time and time again. I've defeated you. I sent you back into the void. I saved the whole of reality from you. I am the Doctor. And you are the Daleks.
So are all the Daleks?
I had it. I just couldn't find it.
Different in the story?
They are different, but it's still the same person. Like
Quantum Leap?
Pretty much, yeah. Like,
oh boy!
In the very beginning, he destroyed his whole race. He actually ended up putting them into a wormhole, hidden. But he ended up killing the whole Dalek race because there's a big war. But he is supposed to be destroyed all the other of his race at one time, but saved everybody at the same time. It's But that's just the whole Doctor in general. But
what's his purpose?
What's that?
What's his purpose? End game. What's the end game for jumping around with a different actor's
playing? He's the Doctor. It's something to do.
Okay.
He's an interdimensional being that can take on different forms. So he takes on forms that are appeasing and that humans can understand.
So why doesn't he just pick one?
Doesn't have to.
It's when he dies, he regenerates into
it. Why doesn't Dr. Manhattan wear pants?
So at the end of every season, Dr. Dick dies.
Pretty much. He gets hurt well enough.
We'll give you cancer.
Regenerating into a new form.
Okay.
Doctor Who? Any yeses?
I would say yeah.
Yeah?
The being itself. Okay. To just do this and just, what, fight the Daleks?
Daleks, yeah. Not even that, but the what are they called? Big robots. I can't think of
so he's Cyberman. Like
Cyberman, yeah.
He's protecting more than just a dimension.
Yeah, he's protecting.
He's too whimsical. He's too ancient and bored.
Yeah, but could he
too
hold
fun
hammer?
For him.
I think he can hold the hammer. You could be a homosexual and still hold the hammer, Jake.
When did we bring that shit?
All right, so no. Okay, cool. That's fine.
No. I don't know.
It's a big no, apparently. This is Jake. Please do me a favor. I need to know.
Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Star Wars.
I feel pretty good about this one. Because we see
dance off, bro. Me and you.
What we see in the most recent Guardians of the Galaxy is him being presented with an extraordinary source of power, mm-hmm. something Mjolnir-esque. And rejecting it in favor of protecting the lives of his friends and the greater universe. I think that act is really strong, and his general attitude, selfish at first, develops a family, does everything to protect them, sacrifices immortality to protect them. That's, in effect, choosing to die. That is sacrificing himself.
What's his power?
That's just the movie. He doesn't really have any power. He's from a different planet called Spartax.
It was something. I thought something makes him better. Like he was able to hold the cube. He has to have some other.
Yeah, the most recent movie. Blood. It was because.
Yeah,
and we're talking right now for the purpose of this choice.
What was that planet's name?
Ego.
Ego.
Yeah, for the purpose of this choice, we're talking about like Marvel Cinematic Universe Star-Lord rather than comic Star-Lord.
I would go with the comics too. I'd say yes, but
I don't know enough about him.
But he's just a normal human kind.
He's a normal human. He wasn't before because his father was this celestial entity that gave him this sort of spark of godlike power, which he forsook to defeat his father and protect.
And his mother's human.
Yeah.
I would agree. Mm-hmm. I'm totally down with that.
I'd say yeah, because I don't even think it's selfish. I think he's only selfish because of all the loss.
That makes
It's more of a defense mechanism. He wouldn't really.
And they explore that.
He wouldn't really do that.
I mean, he's just obsessed. A junker, right? He's not a thief. He's not anything like that. So okay,
he was picked up by the Ravagers, learned their ways, and still
I mean, he started as a junker. When the second movie picks up, like they're being hired on different jobs to protect.
Well, because they all have these. Crazy
and even being trained by Ravagers, he remained like a cool dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeses. Noes.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Yes.
I got one.
You got one.
We got one.
I feel good about that. Nice. Okay. Let's go to Verlaine. I think yours is ready to go. Yes, it is. This is one that I think a lot of people are kind of be on the fence about.
The essence of Mortal Kombat is not about death, but life.
The Highlander?
One of you should decide the outcome.
That's a yes. Yes.
I haven't seen the movies in a while. That's not Shao Kahn.
I've never seen them.
It's great. Will depend upon you.
This is a handful.
Sorry.
Raiden.
No!
No to Raiden?
No!
Let him go. Let him go.
I keep jumping.
Raiden, because he, like Thor, has an appreciation for the human race and weaker beings. And, like Thor was more force, but he decided to give up his powers in order to join Mortal Kombat to try to win for a planet that's not even his, when he was told pretty much by every other god, fuck them, stay with us, let's still be gods. Granted, when you get up to Mortal Kombat X, he's kind of the reason things are fucked up because he makes a lot of bad decisions. But he still fights, and even after killing Shinnok, receiving that power, that evilness, that yellow-eyed thing that bled into the DC MK thing,
though he took on an evil kind of attitude, it was still to protect Earth. What did he do? He went and sought out the remaining bad guys and killed them. Actually, didn't even kill them. If you mess with Earth, planet. Earth meth with you. So even in his evilest form, he was still protecting something that he didn't need to.
Okay.
And he has lightning. You wait your turn.
If Jake were to take a shit on the floor, I wouldn't commend him for picking it up. He shouldn't have done it in the first place.
Wow, that's a really poetic analogy. Yeah.
That was good.
Shit.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Okay, now, you make a really strong argument, and I like where you went with, in his most evil form, he's still protecting Earth. But at the very end of Mortal Kombat, was it Armageddon, where it was like 200 million characters? At the very end, when Shao Kahn has invaded Earth, and Raiden is defeated by Shao Kahn, he says to him, I will give you the souls of all the Earthrealm warriors, all of them, if you will just leave. And Shao Kahn says, my, aren't you cavalier with other people's souls? He makes a strong point. He was willing to condemn the people who had fought alongside him for the good of the entire planet, already self-sacrificial people, to eternal torment, to power a supernatural Hitler, so that the fighting could stop.
Okay.
You could say, like, oh, to save Earth. What, like, Shao Kahn's just going to piss off back to Outrealm and be like, I guess I'll conquer other places. No, he's going to salt that wound. He's going
to
conquer Earth
after. All right, I agree, but I'm going to have to Batman 66 this and say that the story goes Mortal Kombat 1, 2, 3, 9X.
Okay, all right.
But that, and even in DC Universe, if you go by DC versus MK, he still acts a little douchey in that one and gives reason not to. But still, even with that, he's still thinking of Earth. I think maybe that was a moment of, hey, I'm fucked, so I'm going to die now. I might as well do whatever I can because that's my last hurrah.
Okay, I see your argument, and just because we established precedent with the 66 thing, I see the validity of that. I'll go with yes. I'll say yes.
Where do you get all this story from Mortal Kombat?
No, you play the story mode.
Yeah. It's right there in the name. All right, what do you say?
I haven't played Mortal Kombat since Mortal Kombat 2.
Yeah.
Wasn't Raiden like considered a villain that one? Like,
No. Okay. He's always a good
God
guy.
Of Thunder.
So you're taking the God of Thunder and giving him a hammer for the God of Thunder.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the God of
Lightning. God of lightning.
But then Storm comes and controls lightning. Yeah. So who gets the lightning when they all want
Zeus.
It?
They all hold on to Zeus. It together.
It's like Zeus
or
Odin. Between them.
Or Odin, yeah.
It's like captive.
So I'm going to say no because of all of the murder.
Fair enough.
There's lots and lots of murder. He's made people's eyeballs explode with electricity.
He's really good.
And he's a god. Like,
I'm going to
go. Just stop them.
I'm going to go with a hard no. And the reason I'm going to say that is because in the first Mortal Kombat, which, by the way, I love that movie, and if you don't, we're not friends anymore. It's a terrible movie, but I love it, so don't... Yeah, right? Yeah.
That's why I got that. Action Hero. It's a bad movie I love.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it's a terrible movie, right?
Yeah.
But it's awesome, right?
It's awesome. Yeah.
In the first movie, why didn't he fight?
It wasn't allowed.
No, come on.
He wasn't allowed.
It's dumb.
Didn't
he could have figured
him?
That out. He's a... God.
But remember, he did fight.
I can't break the rules that I make.
Was it the first one or the second one? Like, he is when they showed, he's like, he can't fight. He can only help them and tell them how. But then, no, maybe it was the second one after Shao Kahn reneged on his problem, on his promise. And he was like, bow to me at the end of the first movie. That is when Raiden's like, now I have to enter the tournament. And the only way to do that is denounce myself as a god.
Okay. No?
No.
No? No?
Oh, I said
yes. I don't see yes.
Yeah.
I so, say yeah.
No?
No.
They got one yes.
Just because you beat him doesn't mean you got to pull that full fatality out there just to kill him even
But they don't
harder.
Kill him. Everybody he's done a fatality to, still alive in the story.
That's when I was in the arcade, man. So. That was fatality every time.
That's for real.
Because they come back as zombies.
They're super dead.
All right, Link, you're up.
Not even fit to die for him. We're immortal, Buffy.
Yeah. Clap. Buffy Summers. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Link. What do you got?
Okay, so Buffy is part of a sacred... She's hot. She's part of an ancient bloodline. All of them. She's part of an ancient bloodline of slayers whose job it is to protect regular people from evil. And the only time that she ever strayed from that was falling in love with someone. So
Booth.
I'd say
Agent Booth, right?
Yeah, Agent Booth. Mm. So I think her worst fault is that she fell in love once. Other than that, she's a selfless hero.
That's deep.
Interesting. And lost her flower.
The only thing she's guilty of that is loving too much.
I used to watch the bejesus out of that show. I have to go yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes?
She's good. She's a good person.
You got a yes?
Yeah.
I'll give it a yes.
Ooh. Rizma Carpenter, though.
I'll give it a yes.
I'm going, yeah.
I'll she's go good. Yes, she's a good candidate.
I'll definitely go yes. Yeah. Okay, cool. Nice job, Mike. Good.
Yeah. Good. I'm no expert.
That's what happens when you pick people we all know.
Right? That's the real definition.
Yeah, and now we'll go to me, and let me pick a character that you guys don't know, because that's a good idea after that one.
Teddy Ruxpin.
And Teddy Ruxpin, yeah. Fight your tennis. Fight your tennis. Do not let anyone consume you. Unending
hatred. He has corrupted the Kala. Sounds like Spanish. The cords chain you
to his will. Tartars. Tartars.
I might know. I don't recognize. It is Zeratul from Star Trek.
God!
Okay, I pull that one out of left field. Zeratul from StarCraft. He is, well, he's the general, right? He's not the leader, but the general, one of the generals of the Protoss. He might murder, but he does in the name of his people. I think that one of the biggest parts of the storyline is when the Terran actually teamed up with the Protoss to take on the Zerg, because the Zerg was so powerful because they turned Kerrigan into the queen, and it's like, and she's so, if you ever play the game, she's so powerful, and they had to do something to go against it. So it's like, you know, my the enemy of my enemy is my friend, right? That's right. Like how, so that's kind of how it was. But if it wasn't for Zeratul, that would never have happened. He's the one that knew that they had to join forces to get this done. The scene that you saw there was I think his cousin or something like that, and he turned evil. And that whole scene was him trying to get him to turn good, and he ended up killing Zeratul. And he was really trying. Please stop. But in my eyes, he is a huge candidate.
Zeratul became a Dark Templar, right?
Eventually, yes.
Okay, see that.
But then he came back. He did.
The Dark Templar thing is in his favor, because when the Dark Templar split from the greater Protoss race, they did it peacefully. It was more like a demonstration, the whole severing the cords thing. There was conflict later when, like, the high Protoss were hunting them down. But what they said was, we disagree. We want to exercise our right to detach from this hive mind thing you guys are creating. Okay. And he's continued to fight for the people that, like, disenfranchised him.
Okay.
That's a selfless act to see your political rivals in turmoil and say, no, it's the right thing to do. We got to help. It's a yes. I'm going to have to go yes.
All right. I was hoping to get one. That's really how I was hoping for that one. Anybody else want to...
I like what he said.
Okay. One deciding factor.
Sure, sure.
Is he doing what he... Is anybody giving him these orders to do good?
There's a higher power. I can't remember his name.
But
now.
Is the higher power making these decisions, or is he making the decisions?
He is actually going against him very much knows a rogue what's agent. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
He sees a problem with the order of things.
That's why he joined forces with the Terrans.
Yeah.
It's because they knew they were going to be obliterated from the Zerg if they didn't do something about it. So, and he was kind of the one that spearheaded the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so yes for me.
I love the Protoss.
Yeah, my man.
I can't believe I got one. I'm so happy. I absolutely thought that was going to fall dead because nobody knew who it was or whatever.
Yeah, that's it.
Woo! Okay, cool. Okay. I'm like, yay! All right, Jeremy, this is one of your last minute ones.
Okay.
And I think you're still pretty surprised that I found sound for it.
What we spoke about today?
Yes, yeah. So, I found sound for this.
I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Who castle is that? King of the who? The Britons. Who are the Britons? Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king. I didn't know we had a king.
So, Arthur, Well, Logan, I know that's not the character you're talking about, but I have no other audio for that character. So,
was it not King Arthur who pulled the sword from the stone?
He was.
That's true.
Yeah, and that is the whole Thor metaphor for his.
It's a play right on the.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it's hard. Based on that, is the story.
Well, I mean, we're talking about the Capcom character Arthur, obviously, right?
Oh, from Ghouls and Ghosts.
Yeah, because we have to do that.
We had to beat that fucking game twice.
We have to do that because if we don't do that, and we're going with the real one, that's a real person, so we can't use him. So we have to go.
King Arthur was not
the animated one. Well,
King Arthur really kind of wasn't real. It's still lore.
It's like lore.
Thor is still lore.
I'm not talking out of it. I have a hard yes, but
it's a definite yes.
It's a definite yes. So we need to say nothing else about it.
No.
Okay, I like it.
Wow. It's already been proven for us.
Did you ever watch Knights of the Round, the cartoon?
No. Oh yeah, that was great.
You watched that? Yeah. Oh dude, football team goes off a cliff, ends up being the Knights of the Round table.
Remember that?
Yeah, dude. So good.
Like in the late 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knights of the Round, dude.
That's cool.
If it's 90s.
All goes back to the 90s.
That's where I'm at. This one. Love that shit.
Jack. This is you.
Oh shit. I love that grin.
Do you want to play?
Something good's coming.
I thought it was
Goku.
It's Goku.
Yeah,
I have to be a dick right off the back. No,
no. Why?
What? You got to give him a chance.
I know.
Go ahead.
The guy's just genuinely good all around. Anytime a bad guy comes, it's super powerful. He always has to go train, get stronger until he can come back.
What's the upper limit of how strong he can get? Because every episode he's got to train and get strong.
Oh, he's unbelievably strong now.
And it takes like 4 episodes to get through one fight, one fight scene. Yeah. But keep going.
I love it.
What else you got?
That's really
all you got.
Yeah,
well, that's not gonna sway anyone.
No disrespect to you, I fucking hate that series.
I think I've seen plenty, and it's just such a scammy, cheap way to make a cartoon. First of all,
you're striking out.
I'm just talking about the cartoon. Why I don't like it. It's just all these fights and the using the same animation. It's just a cheap way to get people to watch a cartoon. It doesn't make sense. And the hero, or who you're talking about, the only thing I have a problem with, to me, it's bad guy comes. Oh my god, I can't take him on right now. I'm getting the fuck out. Until I can. So that's like a robber breaking into my house. I'm going to hide in my room until I find my gun. And then I'm going to come down and shoot him.
He's died before and gone to King Kai's place, which is... That's a whole other story. But then he goes and trains there. And everyone has wished him back to come back.
But see, that's the problem. But that's the problem. He's not facing this danger right off the bat at how he is. He's like, I will face it on my terms when I'm ready and when I know that I won't die.
No,
does he train then? Why don't fight the guy right away?
He'll go to fight him right away. And once he gets beat, then he'll go and train. He always, it's just like Popeye.
Okay. All right. So, it's a no. We'll just leave it at that.
Who farted?
Oh, that was me. Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. Here we go.
Doorknob.
Doorknob.
I'm touching one.
All right. So let's get back to it. Jake, this is yours. I am pretty excited to hear what people are going to say about it.
Yeah. Keep training. And maybe someday you could learn to handle a real weapon.
Reinhardt from Reinhardt. Overwatch.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I figured I'd throw you guys an overbone.
Yeah, no, well, we enjoy that. So what do you...
I don't think there's a human being in every video game universe that more personifies the, quixotic, self-sacrificial do-gooder than Reinhardt. He's way too old for the job.
Yeah.
Everything in his body's going to shit, but he fights constantly. He's got that line, no, I will fight to my last breath. You know, it's what he is.
Awesome.
All he is fighting.
Yeah. That was pretty good, yeah.
All he is about is fighting injustice and evil. With a hammer. That's the core of his character.
Sledgehammer.
He's got nothing else. He's delusional to the point where it's the only thing he thinks about.
He brings a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah.
Even with the Omnic Crisis.
Wins.
Yeah.
Right?
He charges into battle. Like, doesn't even matter. Trust me, I'm Reinhardt. I charge in. Yep. No matter who's following
people
me.
People love it when you charge, too. They're really appreciative.
Yeah.
Especially the other team.
And just look at his role. Yeah. Just look at his role in the team. He throws up the shield that keeps everyone from dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the risk of dropping your shield to let it recharge and then getting lobotomized by a Widowmaker or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Reinhardt is a strong contender.
Okay.
That's a yes.
Any rebuttals? Yes.
It doesn't have to be.
No.
You could just give me a yes or no.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
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 Good.
Hey, do you guys mind if we take about 30 seconds so I can take a piss?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Actually, yeah, we'll get to the next one Okay. And then we'll see what you think about that. Okay. So, Verlaine.
Yo.
We need to go with. Did I get? Oh, I did. Okay, yeah. So, Verlaine, you yours that came out. We're going back to Star Wars. We are. And this is the one.
I love you.
I know.
Han Solo. Han Solo. Verlaine, go ahead.
Han Solo. A lot of the characteristics for most of the people. He is obviously not equipped to take on what the Jedi are facing. The Republic, even the Republic. I mean, being a smuggler. But he does it. And he does it all the time. And he, seeing the most powerful beings in the galaxy still not be able to fight and destroy the Empire, still does it.
Guys?
He fights to the last breath in the fact that he will just keep on talking and talking shit and instigating until eventually he overcomes, which to me shows that he doesn't care if he dies.
I can see that he does overcome some pretty crazy odds.
Just don't tell him.
But
yeah, just don't sell him. Right, exactly.
But we saw him, you know, in the original trilogy go from just being that selfless or the selfish smuggler to being selfless hero. And then when we see Force Awakens come along, he's kind of gone back into that smuggler mode where he's still swindling people. There's people confronting him from left and right because he's taking their money and not paying them back.
They're bad people. We all see they're bad, and that's why he's fucking with them.
They're bad because they want their money back?
No, they're bad because he would not do that to good guys.
What are the name of those horrible squid monsters?
Sarlacc?
No. Yeah. That he was transporting in Force Awakens.
Oh, yeah.
I was really on board, then I kept thinking about it. It's like, you transported something death beasts alone? He's like, we used to have a bigger crew. Like...
He's still a smartass, though. Doesn't mean it's true. But here's the thing. Nobody... What happened after Star Wars? After he...
Wasn't he a war hero?
Like, after everything happens, everybody kind of dispersed. Luke disappeared. And without Luke, what is he supposed to do? But he's always there if they need him. And the fact, look, yeah, he smuggles stuff. I guess it's still... I'm basing it on who he's doing it to. No matter what happens, he finds this strange girl. She jibba-jabbas some crazy nonsense in his ear, and he's still down to fight for that cause. Not even knowing the chick. And hey, Princess Leia trusts and loves him. So, I mean...
It's not enough to...
She's... But we can go back on the whole hope thing. She is the...
But good girls love bad boys. You know?
I mean, women only date jerks.
Okay. No, I mean, but...
All right. Han Solo.
I'm going to say no.
No?
I'm going to have to say no. At first, I was saying no, but maybe if The Force Awakens never came around, I'd say yes.
Okay, wait, how about that? Good point. How about that theory on him killing himself for Kylo Ren?
Who says he's dead?
Plus, who says he's dead? He did just fight, but there's...
What's he going to come back with mechanical, what... appendix.
That's what Darth Maul did.
Yeah.
Wait, oh, we're talking about...
But I'm saying, like,
yeah,
what
he
if
had
he...
hatred to keep him burning.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
We're talking about Han Solo?
Yeah.
Fuck Han Solo.
A big hard no. Hard no from the...
He only looked out for himself until he got some awesome Princess Strange.
I think... No. I'm gonna give it a hard no because he let his son go evil. You don't do that with your son. It's terrible. He's a terrible parent.
It's a no for all of us. I have to bail in, like, 15 minutes. Okay. Let's crank this into high gear.
You got it. So no?
No.
Nope.
Awesome. Sorry.
Okay, cool.
I was there and then I saw.
Link, you're up next. Kind of one that I was, I want to see what you guys think. This one. But which one is it? Frodo.
Yes.
It's you. What do you got?
Frodo Baggins saved Middle Earth by making a selfless journey through all of the most dangerous parts of Middle-earth, through Mordor, and through the ring into a lava pit.
It's a yes.
I would say no, because he didn't do it alone.
Well, let's just talk about him, though, for now. Okay? That's fair. But go ahead.
That's my point. Okay. I mean, Frodo might think he has the power to, but without the other members of the Fellowship, he'd have never made it, especially Sam. I mean, Sam was that backbone and the strength he needed when he didn't have it.
But it wouldn't necessarily be about the completion of the action. It would be the willpower to want to do it.
Hang on, I just thought of something. I'm sorry. I keep fucking doing this to you. I get all elaborate about something that should...
You're the one that needs to go faster.
I know. He didn't throw the ring in. He put it on his finger, got it bitten off by Gollum, and Gollum fell in.
Oh.
At the precise moment where he was able to complete his task, he turned around, and like Isildur of old, he said... No.
Yep. Fuck Frodo.
Now I have to go no.
Shit, now I have to go no.
Just say yes to mine.
I was no Frodo as soon as you said it to me. Yeah, I'm out. Frodo is a definite hard no.
No Frodo.
Do you want to use yours now? Okay. Yeah. So you're done. This is your last one. Sorry.
All right.
Verlaine. Samwise Gamgee.
Sam's a yes.
Sam put the ring on his... No, Sam had the ring on him and never once was corrupted.
He said he would...
It was Sam's journey.
He said, I'll take this off.
This was Sam's journey. Frodo was the pouch holding the ring.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
That's a hard fucking...
Yeah, I'm getting that.
Okay.
Potatoes.
Plus yes.
What do you do with them, though?
Everyone's a yes. Mash and stick them
yes all around? Yes all around?
That's a yes.
Okay, cool.
Sam, fuck you.
Sam, fuck you. All right. It's me. It's me time. This is one that I don't know. I think this might have been like my fifth one. You know, like I just throw it out there. So we'll see how it goes. But I still feel somewhat good about it. Well, here we go.
Now let me pass. No. Sorry. But a toll is a toll, and a roll is a roll. And if we don't get no tolls, then we don't eat no rolls.
I made that up.
It's very fascinating. I'm afraid I'm going to hurt you.
obviously, that was from Men in Tights, Robin Hood. But I'm just going to go with Robin Hood. He steals from the rich and gives to the poor. He looks out for his people. And rich people are just the scum because they get what they want. And obviously, the people that are protecting live in a forest. They don't have anything.
If you apply that to like a modern lens, it's like he steals from the rich, gives to the poor. Mm-hmm. That's thievery. But in that time, the rich were tyrannical to a person. Yeah. Like it was...
Oh man, I might feel a yes coming on.
It's a yes for me.
Oh wow, okay, all right.
Only because I love Prince of Thieves movie.
Prince of Thieves is awesome. It's good. It's
great,
I thought about going with that, and I was like, "Nah, that's dumb."
Yeah, that's a yes for me.
Wow, I did not think you guys were going to go.
Which
yes
Robin Hood?
He's basically Star Lord, right?
Speaking one.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The American one that lies because he's not English.
Okay, this is it. We are our last selection, except for Verlaine. You're done, so whatever. We're good with you.
I can go.
You can go. Get out of here. Where are you?
Wonder Woman.
I don't think it's fair.
Why? Because she has.
We already know she has.
She already has.
Oh, she has.
Odin let her hold it.
She already has.
Just to win a fight. No. Odin, she saw Thor's hammer, picks it up. She was able to hold it, but put it down because she thought it was unfair to fight with it because she would decimate Storm.
How did this happen? DC and Marvel.
It was a DC Marvel comic. And it makes it official.
Well, if she's held it, then...
Superman held it, too.
I can't argue with a fact.
But even if she hadn't, would there be any discrepancy here?
No.
I wouldn't find any. There's no strong ground to fight.
Only the Injustice 2 story.
Oh, yeah, then she is kind of evil.
Yeah, she's evil in Injustice.
Against her will?
No, she is Superman. Superman's locked up, and she's still.
You know, there was in the Justice League: A New Frontier when Superman finds her. She had just helped a group of women slaughter a whole village of these men who had kidnapped and raped them.
Yeah, I remember that.
She has held it though.
Yeah. She's held it.
Okay,
it's right. Yes.
So it's a hard yes then.
Hard yes.
I like it. So, all right, Jack. This is. I think this might be your one, dude.
Shit.
I'm excited. I can't wait to leave.
He lists all the incredible things that he's done, and yet nowhere in his book does he mention the fact that he's dead.
What are you talking about? He just died.
Huh?
That's what happens. Take 1 minute, you're alive, you're a hero to the whole world, a hero to me. The next, poof, you're dead.
Oh, come on, chum. You make it sound like it can happen to anybody.
Well, who do you think it happens to?
Well, you know, dead people.
Everybody dies, Tick.
Everybody.
Tick. Go ahead.
He's straight up good. He's super strong. He may be stupid, so he may make a mistake because he's stupid. And he has the power of drama, which makes him even stronger when drama gets a little stronger.
I love the tick. But
ooh.
You say, you know, he's stupid, so he could make some mistakes. Isn't the premise around every comic about the mistakes he's made? it usually starts with him having some kind of misconception, which Arthur's trying to correct through the whole...
Oh, yeah.
He might be able to get it, but he wouldn't know what the fuck to do with it.
Yeah,
Arthur would be worthy.
I don't know. He's a chicken shit.
Yeah,
he's kind of. He's the brains, Tick's the muscle. They're nothing without each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true. We'll chalk that up as another loss for me.
so no's.
I'm gonna say no.
Damn it!
I was gonna say yes because I was like, yeah.
But your vote doesn't matter. That's democracy.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Doesn't matter. So okay, all right, cool. Jake. And good luck, buddy. I'm not setting up for bad because it's actually great.
I think it's an amazing.
But choice. I think this might go either way, right?
Yeah.
Where did I put it? Sometimes you just can't find it.
That's not what she said.
I don't know why I can't find this.
Don't disappoint me, please.
Okay.
Why are there so many and what's on the earth?
You think I'm dead serious.
Rainbows are visions.
Okay.
Maybe with the exception of Beaker, Kermit suffers more than any other Muppet on the goddamn show.
Love that,
and he is the force trying to hold the show together, right?
He's the leader.
Yeah. Everything, the buck stops at Kermit, and he shoulders that burden. He complains, but look what he has to come home to every night.
But is he
doesn't get to relax.
I think
he has to come home and fuck a pig.
He gets his ass kicked by Miss Piggy all the time. I think but a warrior is defined by how much pain they're willing to endure, not inflict, sir.
But the hammer says something totally different.
That way he can even the odds. Okay. Come on, like look at Steve Rogers. He was small and weak, but he took a beating.
And he got a serum that made him a big beefcake.
This hammer's his serum.
And he could fight.
That's fair.
Well, and there's a reason to use the hammer. Kermit has none. Drama?
Yeah, what if they're going to close down the theater?
What
and there
are
no
about?
Circuitous fun road trips they can go on?
Anything he does with that hammer to somebody would be illegal. Because there's not. He doesn't have a threat of anyone trying to make the Muppets extinct.
He's Kermit the Frog. Well, here's the problem. Did you guys ever watch the television show that was kind of shot office style, only with Muppets?
Yeah
it was terrible.
So, as soon as Kermit broke up with Miss Piggy, he immediately got a younger, hotter pig. Kind of morally questionable. There was no grieving period. There was
he's
no
into that swine flesh.
Yeah, he immediately upgraded.
He's got that swine flu.
I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to move on, though.
If they broke up,
maybe
though.
He just wants to put the pain behind him.
Maybe.
I've never seen Kermit the Frog do anything questionable against, questionably. Help me here.
Morally questionable.
There we go.
Okay.
So I would totally say that Kermit the Frog could hold the hammer. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'd say yeah, but there's no reason to.
No, I mean, if he was allowed to pick it up, his noodly arms would get it up and it'd fall and smash him immediately.
I'm gonna say yeah, because I mean, if he's alive, it has to be from magic, and the hammer's magic, so he can pick it up.
Shit, no.
No,
no. Okay, go ahead.
Go. No. This is your.
No, he's not. I don't think he could never prove his worthiness. Is what I think. He would never be. He would never be in a situation where he could actually prove himself in that situation. Like he's never been in a life or death situation. He's been in a get my ass kicked or not, But he, you know, we don't know to the extent he would really go. Tons of people to this day get their ass kicked by their woman.
It's a good point. It's not easy being green, and he overcomes that all the time.
Look at the Hulk.
Hey!
The Hulk makes it easy.
So no?
I say no.
I say no.
All
right.
Sorry, man.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, it was good. It's good. That's what I was like. It's a very interesting choice to see how this goes.
Brought up good it made that was the second thing I thought of. It went Dale Cooper, Kermit the Frog.
Mind is a...
Your mind, I love it. I don't know, we need to talk more. All right, Link, your last one is this
big guy. Get out of here, Blue.
Yes, sir, come with me, Your Highness.
And you. Let me put this to you as delicately as I can. Cigar. It was Cuban. Now you pissed me off.
So he smokes cigars and he's Hellboy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So the thing with Hellboy is he has every opportunity to be evil.
And it's in his nature.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's born to be evil. And he turns it down. He takes off his horns. He fights bad guys. He fights his biological father because he's evil. You know, I think that's you know, the hallmark of someone who's just and would be able to wield the hammer.
I don't know if the right hand of Doom can straight up pick it up no matter what, though.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
I say yeah.
What was it, Hellboy in Hell? When his horns came back, I mean, he's just... He's like an apocalyptic being that's bringing on the apocalypse.
He's still good, though.
But he, no, he's not. Not when he has his full horns.
Control over
that's
there.
Why he, because yeah, cuts
he,
him can, off.
Right. He cuts him but off to get control.
But didn't he lose control on purpose to win and then come back?
It's kind of like his alt, is really what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Are you talking in that series, that comic series?
No, I'm actually talking, I only know him through the movies.
Oh.
And I remember he does shave his horns so he doesn't become evil, like Blade has to take his shots.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I thought there was a point where he let him grow because he had to defeat the bad guy, and then I'm assuming,
yeah,
like,
but
I don't remember how he got back.
You've seen that used against him, too. Like, used to, like, others control him, right?
Like, I mean, when they know his true name.
But, okay, well, when he's in control of himself and no influence, is he bad when that happens?
No, but the fact that he's susceptible to that influence.
Thor's susceptible to influence being bad, though.
Yeah. He's been tricked by Loki a lot.
That's true. Oh, yeah. That's a good point. That's a good point.
I have to go, yeah.
But it's not trickery. It's not trickery. It's like your mind totally turns into
but
something
Professor
else.
X
like,
could go to Thor and do that, right? And kind of make him think you're a bad guy.
Yeah, probably has if you dig enough you know, comics up.
Yeah.
I think that moment he does, he loses the hammer, though.
Okay.
Right?
So no, I have to agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right, Hellboy.
Definitely.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And I'm happy to say yes. I didn't want to say no.
Only Hellboy. With his left hand, though.
Only
the right hand just
doesn't seem right.
He's got to hold. What's the gun called?
The Samaritan.
Yeah, he's got to be able to hold that.
That gun is badass. Okay, and last but probably least is mine. It is well. Now I gotta find it. There's.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions. Loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius. Father to a murdered son. Husband to a murdered wife. And I will have my vengeance. In this life or the next.
Maximus. Russell Crowe's a real person.
But he's playing a character that's not real, obviously. Maximus Decimus Meridius from the movie The Gladiator. He was the commander of the armies of the North. He was great friends with the king. He was doing everything that he needed to do to win his battles. Not only that, but he had to be away from his family. And he was pretty much screwed by a jealous prince, well, who became king, rather, and pretty much shunned. And they went and raped and killed his family, is really what they did. Are you mad at a guy that seeks vengeance? I think Thor seeks vengeance.
I have to say yes on the grounds of, A, historically, I love Marcus Aurelius as an emperor. Emperor Commodus was such a childlike fucking prick.
Right.
Inside the movie and out.
Sure.
That anyone who rallies against Commodus is that much more worthy. And I think his motives were essentially, you know, he was scorned. You know, what did he have left but to bring down the man who ruined his life? I have to say yes.
Isn't he a real person?
Were his motives altruistic, right, or were his motives vengeance? Because, I mean, was he doing what he was doing because it was for the good of the people? Or was he doing what he was doing because he had bloodlust?
Well, here's the thing. He was pushed, though, because he was doing what was good of the people. He was following what needed to be done from the king's bidding, because that's all he knows that's right. Yeah. It doesn't mean that's wrong. You know, maybe their enemy would say that's wrong. But in his case, he's doing everything that he thinks is right. They pushed him out. Yes, he's now seeking vengeance because he was screwed by the people that he was originally following. So I don't think that makes him a bad guy.
And when you bring down a tyrant that perpetuates a system like that, I don't think it has to be an altruistic act to be a good one.
And now, he was following orders when he was in the north fighting the Germanic tribes, but was he doing good there, or were they invading countries?
The Romans never did good.
No, that's true. That's true. Yeah. But, I mean, as far as he goes, I think he's a pretty good
candidate. I hate Commodus. He was a little bitch. Yeah. I say yes.
Dude, if he's real. And he had sex
with his sister.
Yeah. He said he's real.
Maximus? Well, that's...
Maximus, no. That's not but real. Emperor Commodus.
Yeah, Commodus is real, but the story is not...
going by what he's saying.
Not me.
Isn't that a true story?
No.
Well, he wrote me.
Oh, really?
What about him?
You always thought it was a true story?
Yeah.
No, that's not.
I wasn't alive then.
Are you kidding me? It's so inaccurate, my man.
And even if it was a true story,
it's still kind of... It could be a myth. Yeah.
We don't really know for sure.
Yeah.
So I would say it's not. That's where I'm going.
That's not how gladiatorial... It didn't work that way.
No, it didn't. No. You weren't going to fight the king.
It
never happened in any circumstance of any realm, especially Rome.
Yeah. I mean, as long as it wasn't just his family, which it wasn't, right? I mean, what did he do after he killed the king besides die?
He just died. But, oh yeah, he released all the prisoners.
Yeah, because I think at first I would have said no because he was just out for himself because of his loss of his family. But then after, you know, with the king and all the stuff, how it all it added on to it. So that was the line was drawn where he's going to kill the king or get vengeance for his family loss. But in the meantime, on this path, things got stacked up, free the prisoners, kill the king because more than just he killed my family. Blah, 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 blah.
Well,
blah.
Really, he killed the king to save the people of Rome.
Right.
That's pretty valor, I would say.
I would... I like it.
Come in.
You know what? I think I'm going to say yes.
Yes? Yeah. Yes.
As long as it's not a true story, yes.
It's not. That is not how it happened.
Gladiator is not a documentary.
I am Gladiator. That's all I am. Okay. That's it. That's the list.
Who are our winners?
Thank you for playing. I didn't tell you what I was going to do at the end, but I'm going to tell you now.
He's got a knife.
The what we did last time we were with you guys is we played a little game show. We had some fun just to get here, and this was a secret competition that nobody knew about. Okay, I added it up. And we are going to see who the winner of...
Oh.
Okay? Is that cool? That's why I didn't want anyone to know who they had. Okay? And I didn't want to give you what I was doing because I wanted it to be fair.
Okay.
So everybody was on the same page. I was answering... Please know that I was answering the way that I thought
either,
was right.
Did it?
What's that?
Yours didn't count, right?
Oh, of course it counted.
Okay.
Yeah. But I, like I said, I researched them, so I had a little... So I think that kind of is different for me. So I think I only swayed one, though. I think it was yours that I only swayed. Doesn't matter. Individually, Jack, you got none. You didn't help.
What?
Wait, did you?
I thought I got one.
Wait, did you get
that? I thought you had one.
Hope. When the blue...
No, he noted. Oh.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
Huh.
Yeah.
I got two.
You got two. Jeremy, you got four, so you guys got a total of six.
I thought he had...
Did I get the doctor?
Doctor Who?
No, you said no.
No, I know that one.
No, right, that's right.
I thought the tick. I almost got confused with the tick, but I think we said no to that, right? Okay. So yeah, 4-2-6. Sorry. And then I myself had three. Verlaine had three. Link had three.
A tie.
So we win 9 to 6. because you guys had six.
Game
had
oh,
we're doing team competition.
Oh, I didn't realize. I thought we had six.
Now, hold on. Now there is a a second place in this thing, and not because you guys, individual, who got the most? You.
I got the most.
You got the most.
Like yeses.
Oh, no, excuse me. I keep looking at the wrong name. Okay, Jeremy, sorry. You got four. Yeah, I don't know what the hell's wrong with me tonight. You more got than four. Oh, so,
that's shit. How we end it.
So for you, it's a moral victory. Is everyone mad? Is everyone okay?
I'll be fine.
Everyone
I'll
mad?
I'll bounce back.
Fuck good. You should be mad.
You should be mad.
Yeah, Game Fix wins. Yeah. But who knew, right?
Yeah.
Like Popeye would say,
don't we win?
No. Well, I want to thank the guys from Canned Air. If you want to give who you are, where to find you, go ahead.
Plug some shit.
Hi, guys. We're Canned Air. We're all about comics and pop culture, and you can find us at cannedairpodcast.com, on Twitter, at cannedairpod, and on Instagram at canned_air. Also, check out our YouTube page, full of lots of exciting stuff, including movie spoofs and Let's Plays. What?
Yeah, how about that?
How about that? Good. Yeah. Great. You feel good about it.
Feel good.
And it's been awesome. Thank you, guys. Thank you for inviting us to your home. Yeah. That's it.
Thanks for coming.
And I think that concludes. Guys, want to add anything real quick?
I love you.
Gamefix.name.com.
All right.
Every day I long for death.
Aw. But you know what Brucey B says about that.
What's goodbye. That? Have a nice day. Peace.
See ya. Wait for it.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Hey there. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Audrey.
We are a sister filmmaking duo
and co-hosts of Sleepover Cinema,
our show where we analyze the films that created the collective unconscious of the girls, gays, and theys of the late 90s and early 2000s.
Princess Diaries, The Cheetah Girls, Aquamarine, Cinderella, the one starring Brandy.
We haven't stopped thinking about these movies since we first saw them, and we want you to rewatch them
and review them with us.
Are these movies as bad as critics would have us believe?
Do we even care if they are?
We are always unpacking that very question on Sleepover Cinema.
Check out Sleepover Cinema wherever you get your podcasts or at evergreenpodcasts.com.
See you soon.